Simpson. America's missing in action in Vietnam is eternal anguish for some, while for others it's just cruel and ugly big business. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the most recent sincere efforts of the U.S. government to learn what really happened to thousands of Americans unaccounted for in Vietnam has met with fresh success. Our Senate colleagues have been given unprecedented access to records and witnesses who can help us to piece this puzzle together. I commend John Kerry and Bob Smith and the committee. As we seek honest answers, some rip off the families and friends of MIAs for their own personal gain. One direct mail outfit raised over $10 million with a heart-wrenching but phony letter. Most of the money went only to pad more pockets and finance more solicitations not to look for MIAs. Ted, I am as committed as you are to finding out the truth of what happened to those left behind. But let's warn the public off of those who seek only a fast buck from this kind of terrible heartache.
Al, few people are more despicable than those parasites preying on the emotions of families whose loved ones are still listed as MIAs in Vietnam and other countries in Indochina. The wounds of that war still divide us, and they won't be closed until a full accounting is achieved with the full help of those nations. Only recently has the Vietnamese government begun to be forthcoming, and no one knows whether we'll ever learn the total truth. The Bush administration and Senators John Kerry and Bob Smith and the other members of their Senate investigating committee have made worthwhile new progress. I'm confident that the Clinton administration will build on their breakthrough and get the real answers denied for so long. The tragedy of our MIAs has been compounded by unscrupulous organizations at home and overseas. They've falsified evidence and conducted fraudulent fundraising scams. Jail is too good for those bums, Al, but it's where they belong. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.